Arla Perk Bays, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kalim Shesachon Beshemin Tame, the Chazir Besachon Beshemin Tar. If you have Kalim, so there's two different ways to learn this. We're going to go with the way the Rav learns. The Rambam learns a little differently. But Kalim, let's say we're talking about shoes, like Kalim of leather. Shoes, clothing, let's say a leather jacket, things like that. Shesachon Beshemin Tame, that a person smeared them first with oil that's Tame. The Chazir Vesachon B'Shemen Tar, and then afterwards, he then smeared them in Shemen Tar. What this means is, the Mefarshim explain, that first he smeared it with Shemen that's Tameh, and then the Shemen gets absorbed totally into the leather, and then he puts it into the mikvah. So the oil that's inside the leather, that does not become Tahor from the mikvah. The Kli, the leather jacket or the shoe, that becomes Tahor from the mikvah. And then afterwards, he then takes this shoe or jacket, and he smears it with oil that's tahar. Or vice versa, shesachon b'shemen tar. First, he smears it with pure oil that then gets absorbed into the jacket or the shoe or whatever. V'chazon v'sachon b'shemen tamei. And then he smears it with shemen that's tamei. Now, if you're wondering, when he puts the, for example, the shoe into the mikveh, how does that work if the shemen that's inside, that's absorbed into the shoe, how does that work that the shoe becomes tar? So the teretz is that although it could be that the liquid that's absorbed inside the shoe doesn't become tahar, liquid that's absorbed inside is not metame other things. It's a concept of tumah belua is lo metame. Tumah that's absorbed inside is not metame others. So brings this up, so does the Mishnah Mishnah. But in this case, where first you did tame, then you did tar, then tar, then tame, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer Acher Harishon Aniba. So Rabbi Eliezer says, not like a few Mishnahs above, where Rabbi Eliezer said you go after the Achron. Here, Rabbi Eliezer says you go after the Rishon. And the Tiferes Zohar explains, doesn't just mean the Rishon, it means also the Rishon, which means the following. Let's say the Tumah oil was put in first. You were then Metar the Kli, you put it into the mikvah, you put in the shoe into the mikvah, and then you anointed it again with oil, and you smeared it in, and then you started using the shoe, and then oil started coming out of the shoe. So how do you look at this oil? Is this the oil from the first smearing before I went to the mikveh? Now it's coming out. Or is this oil from the second smearing that's tahar? So Eliezer says, you go after the rishon and you consider it tameh. Because now there's oil. Now you started using the shoe. I guess the oil started coming out. And therefore, it's going to be metama. I guess it's metama the shoe. And also metama the second oil that you put on that was tahar. And obviously, if you put on tahar first, because Rabbi Eliezer says you always go after the rishon, it means also the rishon, because if you put on tahar first, which was tahar, obviously, and then you put on after that, the second one was tamei oil, so now there's for sure tamei oil that's sitting on the outside of it, so even if the rishon comes out, and the tahar rishon comes out with use, the tamei oil that's with the tahar oil, it's going to be metamet, the shoe's going to be tamei. Melech Shlomo brings the way the Yerushalmi learns, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so if you put in tamei oil first, don't put in tar oil afterwards, because the Rishon's going to come out and be metame that tar oil. I wasn't able to look in the Yerushalmi, and I'm also, I don't have clear, so what should a person do then, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if there's tamei oil that went in first? I guess he would just use other tamei oil, and just consider it tamei, because anytime he's going to use it, it's always going to come out, I guess, I'm not sure. Anyway, the Chachamim Maimrim Acher HaAchron. The Chachamim say you always go after the latter oil, because according to the Chachamim, the first oil that you put in and smear in, that's always going to be fully absorbed into the leather, and it's going to block any further absorption, and anything that's smeared afterwards is just going to stay on the periphery of the leather. Therefore, if I smear Tameh oil, and then I put the shoe into the mikvah, and then I smear Tar oil afterwards, and then I use it, the assumption is that what's on the outside now is tahar oil, and you don't have to be concerned. And the Rav says, Allah is like the Chacham.